Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This is The Gerry Callahan Show.
All right. Good morning. Happy Friday. Gerry Callahan Show is back. I am not Gerry Callahan. We have the normal cast now. Craig off camera, which I think nobody is complaining about. Alice is joined by me. Thanks again for filling in. And I want to do a new quick segment, Life Lesson Friday, before we get into the news. I got pulled over last night. Okay, first life lesson. This is not actually it, though. This is an antidote. Make sure your car, all your papers are up to date. Make sure the car is registered. Apparently, my car registration expired 16 months ago. So I get pulled over for that.
Wow.
I'm eating McDonald's like an absolute fatty coming back from a work convention. It's like 12:30. Pulled over. Just say, hey, license registration. I have the license. I don't even have my registration that's expired. But what? This is the life lesson. You get pulled over. You immediately pull over right to the side of the road. That's a gimme. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. Turn the car off. Okay. Mm-hmm. Put the lights on. Put the keys here. Hands like this.
And roll your window down. Roll your window down too.
Both windows down. Be respectful. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Be very respectful. Be honest. Do that. You don't do. Don't do what you know. What Alice does. You're pulling me over because I'm a woman. I know my rights. I heard she takes out her phone and video. Be respectful. Don't do what Alice does. Be respectful. You get let off with a warning. They might make fun of you a little bit. How did you not know your registration expired 16 months ago? Said it's on the to-do list. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
got off. Car could have got towed. We're here today.
I could see Tom. I could see Tom being a diva when he gets pulled over.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's pretty dramatic about it, yes. But I have a lot of experience getting pulled over because I used to work nights and we live in a town where it's super quiet. They have nothing to do. So I would drive home like in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. and, you know, I would get pulled over like every single time I'm coming down the main street in the middle of the night because they got nobody else to pull over. It's always something like the light on your license plate is out or whatever the
registration expired in 2018. Yeah.
Something, but I actually have never gotten a ticket. Only warnings.
Shocking.
So yeah. Well, it shows that if you're respectful or a good looking woman, which I do not have, I don't have the benefit of being that, you'll get away. You don't pretend to be a lawyer to know your rights. Don't take out your phone and record everybody. Just be respectful. You'll get off. That's life lesson Friday for those listening, but you know, you could use a life lesson. Or just any lesson, some good advice. It's Ron DeSantis at this point. Ronnie D, what are you doing? Everyone knows we've talked about this for a few days now, a few shows now. His campaign is just going down steadily. And just when you think it can't get any worse, one of the worst optics I've ever seen, but as far as interviews go, being interviewed on the sidewalk like you're running for small town mayor. This is pathetic. Hit play.
A lot of people, when they talk about Iowa, keep calling it a race for second. Do you believe that to be true? Does that bother you?
Well, people may be trying to do second, not me. I mean, we're in it to win it. You would not have had Governor Kim Reynolds endorse us for second. Like, that's not how she rolls. She knows that winning Iowa is important, and so that's what we're going to do.
That Kim Reynolds endorsement, that may have changed things. I think Trump is shaking in his boots over the big Kim Reynolds endorsement. If you're DeSantis, if you're his people and you're seeing the interview get set up, does someone just say, hey, can we be honest? This looks absurd. Can we not do this?
It looks ridiculous. Like,
how does this get greenlit? Trump's people must be watching this go, can you believe what this guy's doing? I mean, that is the perfect state of affairs where the DeSantis campaign is right now. And if you're DeSantis, do you want to continue?
Right. Trump would never sit down in that chair on the sidewalk to start with. Wouldn't. I mean, he's a TV guy and entertainment guy, obviously. So he knows how things look and he has great instincts like that, which DeSantis clearly doesn't have. Don't get me
if
wrong.
If there was Trump, there'd be like a half-naked woman behind them or something, like real casual. Yeah, he'd have it all set up.
I love DeSantis. I think he's awesome. I really wanted him to do better. But, you know, at this point, you're right. The Kim Reynolds endorsement is not the end all be all. I mean, I think at this point, I think we will get through Iowa, we will get through New Hampshire, and then I think we're going to start having people seriously drop out at this point, because this is, you know, Iowa, I think, for Ron DeSantis right now is really the Hail Mary. He has to do something huge in Iowa. The polls have to be completely wrong. They don't tend to be that wrong. I mean, they'd have to be off by like 40 points or something. I do think, you know, what we talked about yesterday, Nikki Haley is going to lose some support right now because she's just said a bunch of really terrible stuff. Can Ron DeSantis pick up a little bit of that? Sure. Will he pick up 100% of it? I really doubt that. So I don't think that's going to be that big a difference. In New Hampshire, a recent poll had Ron DeSantis in fourth after Nikki Haley and Chris Christie. So, I mean, if that's where New Hampshire is, I know Chris Christie's really popular in New Hampshire. I don't understand it myself, but I know people really like him there compared to other places. But okay. But yeah,
they don't,
I mean,
speak for me,
those are really,
sure.
Those are really the two states. If another candidate doesn't actually beat Trump, not come in second in Iowa and or New Hampshire, I don't see a path forward for any of these campaigns. The writing is on the wall with Trump. He's just too far ahead of everybody. And people get mad when I say this because they'll go like, not even, you know, not even a single vote has been cast and you're already calling the races. What is this? I mean, the guy's polling at like 60% everywhere. What do you want? Yeah. You think the polls are that wrong? Be my guest. Believe what you want, but I would get yourself ready for the possibility that not every pollster is completely off base.
If you're behind Trump, whether you're Vivek or Christie or Nikki Haley, any of them, the only reason to really stay in is you have some inside information that one of these charges or something is eventually is going to stick, you know, and Trump is put away, or Trump, you know, who's in great health at an older age, maybe he passes away from a heart attack, although And when you're in that shape, you might live forever. So that's the only reason I would see sticking in, because if Trump is allowed to, which is crazy to say for a presidential candidate, if he's allowed to be on ballots, which is shows you where we're at with our democracy, we're still ahead of Ukraine, who just canceled the elections, but we're saving the democracy by and it's a whole different thing.
They need
but
credit.
The only way you stay in, they do need credit for they're unbelievable. Yeah. The only reason you stay in is to fart around second and third, because once the top guy, if Trump were to say today, for whatever reason, he had an epiphany. Hey, I'm starting my own media thing. I'm done with politics. Now, the people polling in second, third, and fourth, none of that means anything.
Right.
If you remove Trump, everything's different. I couldn't tell you. He'd be first, second, third, fourth. I think Vivek would probably go to first because he's like a Trump knockoff.
Exactly.
So I think he, but I'm not sure. So the only reason you hang around right now is do you have inside intel or just hoping that he perishes? Because as of right now,
yeah, they're hoping he gets hit by a bus or his plane goes down or something. There's no other reason to still be in it. I mean, I think they will wait for those first couple states. I think they'll wait and hope something might happen in Iowa or New Hampshire. But and there are people out there. There are especially a lot of like socially conservative Iowa pundits like Steve Deese who are on Twitter going like, oh, I know the Iowa voters. And this is there are so many people that have agreed to caucus or DeSantis, and caucuses aren't like primaries. I'm like, I don't think that they're that different from primaries where you're going to be able to overcome that kind of lead that Trump has. But I don't know. That's why we have the actual election night, right? So
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But
election night is now election month because we have the mail-in ballots because COVID is still lurking. Which Craig, are you feeling a bit better? Right,
feeling a lot better. COVID can't take me down. This is his second attempt. better
sounds
luck
like
next
a challenge.
Time. Yeah,
might be rooting for COVID there.
I'll get super COVID next time.
You've only had it. I've had it twice at least.
Twice. This is my second time on paper.
Okay. Yeah. You definitely. Okay. There's a couple that were unregistered.
Well, that's what
unregistered.
I was going to ask you. Why even test?
I didn't
tested, so I don't even know if I've probably had.
I didn't. Two people in my house did. That's why I know it is what it is.
Yeah. Fair.
If you don't test, then you never get COVID.
Well, each test has those like QR codes on them, and I'm like, what's that going to?
There's a whole lot of things going on with those tests that people have been curious about. But let's move to New York City. Let's go to our sanctuary city, about an hour from me, hour north where it was last night. Beautiful New York City. If you make it there, you can make it anywhere. That's changed. But Eric Adams, a lot going on with Eric Adams. And he fooled a lot of people when he ran. Because you're never going to have a – I don't know how Giuliani won ever. Like, that's remarkable.
It's crazy.
Won.
And he was –
I think those days are done.
Yeah, not only did he win, he was liked by everybody for the longest time.
Yeah, America's mayor at one point.
Yeah,
you know that. Forget that. Now he's linked in with Trump, and his reputation is forever tarnished. But this guy was the closest that Republicans like in the area were saying, "Listen, De Blasio's terrible. William Wilhelm is his real name, not a real Italian, fake Italian."
Boston,
by the way, owner of the worst clip of all time when he's convincing people to get vaccinated
for the cheeseburger. Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm going to get that. I have that somewhere. I hate it so much.
It's the most cringeworthy clip that's been put out in the history of politics ever. And I could confidently say, you know, for the next 100 years, that will be the most cringeworthy, trying to bribe people with a free cheeseburger. It was pretty good. What time is it? Oh, doesn't matter. The worst clip ever. So everyone was happy to get rid of that guy, Cheeseburger Boy. So Adams is a former NYPD officer. Mm-hmm. Right. So when you think in New York City, you want to bring back some law and order because it just got absolutely insane under De Blasio.
Is that the toughest word in the English language for you? Absolutely.
What'd I say?
You say absolutely like every time.
Absolutely.
There you go. That was not what you said. Go back and listen.
Oh, geez. Did I really? Anyway, don't come on. Go back and mute yourself. Let me say absolutely if I want to. But no, this was the best case scenario. At the time, but as we've seen, he was good on paper because he hasn't really done too much with the city as far as crime. I know he mentions that crime goes down, but crime doesn't go down. When you stop caring about crime and stop arresting people, it'll go down on paper. But trust me, go through New York City. Crime is not down. It is an absolute hellhole right now. But Democrats are getting what they asked for because they never actually thought it would come to the doorstep. They are now a sanctuary city and they are being treated as such. Let's listen to him talk about how they're going to handle this migrant crisis.
My fellow New Yorkers, in recent months, our administration has delivered for you over and over again. Jobs are up, crime is down, and every day we're delivering for working people. But for months, you've heard me talk about the fiscal challenges our city is facing as the cost of the asylum seeker humanitarian crises have skyrocketed, placing great strain on our budget. At the same time, COVID-19 stimulus funding is sunsetting. We have been clear that without significant timely action from our state and federal partners,
sunsetting,
we will be forced to make some
tough choices. Pause. Okay, I'm glad. What the hell does that mean?
It means it's going away, but he's trying to make it sound whimsical and fantastical.
Yeah, that but my brain stopped when he said that. I was like, what the fuck?
It's just COVID money. So it was only meant to be like for right then.
It was only meant to be for COVID, not the like right. What 1,000 like cops he's about to ask
to abuse.
All the school districts pull this in Massachusetts too. They're all like passing tax overrides and increasing taxes because they're like, oh, the federal funding is gone. And I'm like, that's because it was just extra federal funding that you got for COVID. Yeah. It wasn't forever.
Yeah, it's bad. Let's hear the mayor.
As we have made these hard choices, the well-being of New Yorkers has always been our top priority.
Let's be honest, though. This guy's top priority is being a New York celebrity, and it's not even close second.
Yeah, no, Dan Bongino's talked about that for a while, that he always is looking to get in front of the camera.
Yeah.
He always, you know, rolls with a huge posse of people, and there's not an interview he won't turn down. I agree.
No, he goes out to clubs. He's got, like, doing the sunglasses thing at night, like, all that annoying stuff.
Yeah, no, he's a dork.
Not only manage taxpayer dollars responsibly and balance the budget as required by law, but we have done so while minimizing disruption to the services New Yorkers rely on.
See that?
In September, We directed every city agency to reduce city funded spending by 5%. Since then, every agency has found savings with minimum disruption to services and no tax increases. Our efforts were successful. Today, we are delivering our November financial plan update with a balanced budget, just like you and your families must do when you sit down at your kitchen table and pay your bills every month.
Stop trying to relate to
us. While we succeed.
I don't understand why they always do that. And they don't sound like when Trump talks about families and stuff, you can tell he's being authentic. But like Biden does it,
Well, Biden makes up stories,
right? But like when they, but you can every single time they start talking about the kitchen table, it's like, I don't believe. As soon as you say that, I'm not going to listen to a thing that comes out of your mouth because it's not even close to. Yeah,
it's cringeworthy. He's talking to. He takes too long to get to the point. So get rid of the earring, Adams. I'm sick of him. But so $1 billion in education. That's a decent amount of money that's being cut. From the city's budget. By the way, the school system are not exactly turning out scholars, so that hurts. And by the same token,
1,000 cops are getting axed too, right?
Yep, they're going to be under 30,000 cops for the first time in like a long time.
By the way, so they're getting pumped with more and more migrants, so the population is going up steadily, and now they have less cops than ever. And by the way, the cops that are working are probably going to be fighting for overtime, and I don't know if they're going to get it. And the cops that are working are going to be scared at every turn because they're not allowed to do their jobs anymore. So absolute disaster. It's getting worse and worse and worse. We'll get into Eric Adams a little more and a different side of it because he's getting some heat right now. It's not being reported that much. But I see Craig just wants to play the worst clip in American history real quick at us. We got to see it.
Well,
make it big for the screen.
I'm just saying we got to play this to show what was before. So technically, I will say that Eric Adams is definitely a better option, but doesn't mean he's good.
Free fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated.
It's chewing.
Okay. You're saying I could get this? Your delicious fries?
Everybody loves watching people chew.
But there's also a
who chews a French fries like that, though?
Hey, let the mayor speak.
Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? This can be breakfast? Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
That's the craziest, most cringe clip in the history of politics. That's insane that was a real thing.
Easily.
Yeah. Times were weird. Times were very strange during COVID.
Do you think anybody was actually on the fence? It's like, honey.
Oh, but look at that burger.
French fries? Yeah.
I don't know if I want to inject something. I don't know what's in it into my body, but like Shake Shack is delicious.
Yeah, but it's only 8:45 in the morning, but the mayor says it's okay. Yeah, absolutely. Chaotic.
So we have improved upon that in New York City. Eric Adams is better than that.
Eric
Adams has been talking about the immigration problem in a way I was never expecting.
Is leading to a problem.
Right. So he was actually not only talking about the migrant crisis and saying that they needed to do something about the border, he was actually going to the White House to talk to the administration about it to let them know that this is not working out. You know, a bunch of these governors and mayors in blue states and cities have been saying the same thing. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in New York. It's happening in Massachusetts. And they've been going to the Biden administration and saying, look, like, we support you. We've helped you. We've said we're sanctuary cities and states, but we're stuck now. Like, we can't get our budgets to work. So as Eric Adams is traveling to DC to talk to the administration about the migrant crisis, what happens to him? But an investigation gets opened into him for his campaign finance, saying that he did stuff with Turkey. They raided like three of his staffers from the FBI.
Close aides, close personal aides.
You know, and then what happens? He shuts up about the migrant crisis. So there you go. That's what you get from this administration. It's you only go after people for political purposes.
And this administration is everything they said Trump administration would be. They said he was going to use the federal government to go after his political enemies. And We see it up close and personal now. And I'm sure they talked to him behind closed doors, but Adams would pipe up in front of the camera and kind of, I'm sure it'd be embarrassing. I'm sure they took note of it. And if you dig into any of these politicians, you'll find dirt, you know, depending how deep you go.
Of course.
In order to get there, you're going to have some things that are not always up to snuff. So, yeah, he definitely is feeling the wrath of the Biden administration. So, listen, I know you have too many illegals. I know it's not going well for you, but keep your mouth shut or your reputation, your career will be tarnished. So let's see if Eric Adams listens to them this time and shuts up. But if you want to get into a little more of how corrupt the system is, obviously we remember a few months ago, Cocaine Gate inside the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I don't know. There's no cameras. We couldn't figure out who it was. Case is closed. Don't worry about it. We destroyed the evidence, which is, I would love to see. How do you, yeah, blow it up with dynamite? Blow up? That's insane. So we had that, so we knew that was an absolute joke. But the one thing, one of the, what, 1,000 charges now against Trump where he mishandled classified documents. He was caught on a recorded line bragging about some classified documents he had, which should have been the biggest story of all time, because what he's bragging about was, or were we talking about like blowing up or Mattis wanting to go to war with Iran? Like that should have been the
Mark
big
really wanted to
part of this. Yeah, Millie wanted to, you know, get after it. By the way, what's happening right now seems like they'll get their way whether you want it or not. That should have been the big part of the story. But Biden and his Corvette, which I can't believe he's still driving, which is mortifying. He has documents all over the place. So they said this is not a two-tier justice system. We'll look into it and charges may come from it. Believe it or not, Alice, I'm not seeing the news.
Nothing.
Nah, no, nothing here. Nothing, burger.
Not charging anything.
Nope. Business as usual. Go on. Go about your day. So it's just embarrassing. But when I was watching this, because I knew nothing would probably come from it, but as we're going to hear our buddy Rappaport after this, because it ties in, if you're the DNC, and we all think, we're not sure how they're going to get rid of him, but you can't run Biden again. If you want to win, if you want 8 years in a row of Democrats controlling everything and controlling the White House, you cannot run Biden again. Can't happen. There's more clips of him coming out, sleeping. The thing resurfaced last week where he's taking an escalator up to Air Force One, which I don't blame because we've seen him walk. Doesn't go well. But if you want to get out, you know, get after him, get him out and kind of force his hand, this might be something you weaponize. You know, say, listen, it's not a big deal. It was a mistake. It wasn't malicious, but this is not good. You broke this law, that law. So the fact that they're letting him slide shows me that I believe there is right now two parts of the DNC are just butting heads. You have half the party who, listen, we got to get rid of Joe. And the other party is like, yeah, we understand, but we're working underneath him.
I think it was probably about half when he first got elected, when they were thinking ahead. But now it's got to be like 75-25 at minimum.
Well, that 25 is fighting like hell because those charges went away. So I'm not exactly sure.
Well, he's the president. Even if Trump was the president, the same thing would have happened. And I can't really blame him for that. I would do the same thing.
I don't know. People all around Trump were flipping on him and turning on him. Trump could not trust anybody in his circle.
No, he
Biden
can't.
Has a lot of loyal people to him. Do you have? We should have had it. There's a very funny clip yesterday of Biden. I think someone asked him, "Is G still a dictator?"
Right.
And, oh, of course, he's a dictator. Blah, blah, blah. And Blinken literally,
he's like, "Oh,
you see his face. His face just melts. He's like, why the hell? Why the hell did you say that?
Stop this guy from talking." Yeah, no, it's so bad. And it's like every day, every time he opens his mouth, you can see all the people around him be like, please don't let him say something ridiculous. Please don't embarrass us anymore. But there's no bottom here with the Democratic Party. I think they're going to use the angle of going after
Buttigieg.
But they're going to use the angle of going after Hunter, I think, too, because, you know, I think Biden really wants, clearly, he wants to make sure Hunter is protected. That's like been the theme the whole time of, you know, trying to make sure that he's financially taken care of, taking him on the business trips, making sure he gets everything he needs, covering for him with the baby mama stuff, you know, that his whole existence is predicated on trying to make sure his family keeps getting paid and is taken care of and protected from any consequences for their actions.
Yeah.
Here's that. Here's that clip you were just talking about here. You know, earning my money, as you like to say.
Make a big, please.
Yes.
Mr. President, after today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator? This is a term that you used earlier this year.
Well, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he's a guy who runs the country that is
unbelievable.
You know what's funny too is they don't do actual press conferences. Our entertainer in chief, Trump, would go up there ready to go. He probably had people talking to him beforehand. Hey, if you get asked this, he probably shoved it and said, listen, I got this. I got this. When Trump would go up there, he was shooting from the hip. When you do Biden press conferences, all this, it might as well be a movie set. You have pre-approved questions from pre-approved people. I bet you they went through that answer 10 times. And Rockford Brains Biden just completely forgot and answered kind of honestly, and Blinken wanted to die. In that moment, he wanted to die. But if we were talking before of how there's right now a rift in the Democrat Party, when this maniac, I would have asked him to come on today to join us to talk about this quote, but he's blocked me on Twitter, Instagram, any outlet, because him and I have had our differences, that little rat. Listen to this video if you want to know how bad it is right now for Democrats.
Yeah, just so you know, if you don't know, I know you just said it, but you have to really emphasize how left this guy is and how much he hates Donald Trump. Every day he puts out the most cringy, pandering to the left, anti-Trump videos ever. Just trying to, you know, impress his friends in the NBA or his friends that are rappers or whatever, trying to be like, yeah, cool, right, guys? So for him to put this out is incredible.
If it comes down to pig dick Donald Trump,
sorry, Newsmax,
and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry. I am sorry. Voting for pig dick Donald Trump is on the table. I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry. I'll still call him slob dick Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump, and all that.
Sorry, Newsmax.
But we need to get this whole fucking situation under control.
By the way, for perspective, you're looking at Rappaport. He's fat, bloated, and he's actually pink himself. Mm-hmm. But to give him credit, because I'll give credit where it's due, he has his herpes under control, so he doesn't have any outbreaks. But that's a herpes-infested, has-been actor. Absolute loser. Some of the worst insults, pink dick Donald Trump. All right, that doesn't land.
Run, no, he was saying pig.
Pig, okay. I was going, that's almost worse. Almost worse. So him saying that. By the way, I'm sure a lot of people have been thinking that for a while, but you don't say it. You might say it amongst your friends, your Hollywood elites. To actually go out there and say it, that shows how bad this has really gotten.
Yeah.
And a part of me thinks, I believe Michael Rappaport's Jewish.
Yeah.
Do you think like that, right? That has to be it. Like, listen, we have war going on right now in the homeland. Like, this is an absolute, we could deal with the Ukraine thing, right? I'll put on the pin, I'll wear yellow. But when now we have Israel going crazy, maybe part of him and his family's like, look, listen, this is not it. This is too much. You know, it's an absolute disaster right now for the DNC. So I love seeing it. They have a big, big issue on their hands as the election's a year away. They've lost control of the BLM freaks. They've lost control of the zombies. People like him are turning on him. They have to make a decision quick because right now they have no direction. There's really, I don't see, unless they do some magic, which we know they're capable of, I don't see them winning in November.
No,
right.
They can't. This isn't one of those ones too, where it's like, who knows? Because the last two elections were like toss ups, you know? So if they nudge the numbers, it's like, well, I guess he just lost. This one would be the most obvious tampering situation ever.
They can, you know, tweak stuff at the margins in like Philadelphia and wherever. And they've been doing it a long time. We know like Detroit, in Chicago,
Atlanta,
the Kennedys, you know, did this stuff, but you know, you can't overcome if Donald Trump's 10 points up in the Rust Belt, like it's very tough to overcome that with votes in Union cities. You know, it's a tough thing. They can only tweak the results so much before it becomes obvious.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll see. And I cannot wait to see the meltdown if the orange man has four more years. We took those 4 years for granted. Like, just the comedy.
Yes,
COVID ruined it. We had 2 years. Yeah. We would have had four great years. But, you know, they released the China virus, the Kung Flu, as I think Trump once said, which is an insane quote for a politician to say. That's what we're missing out on right now.
He absolutely would have got re-election if Trump. COVID didn't happen.
Oh,
the way the country was trending was unbelievable.
Unbelievable, but they ruined it.
Well, yeah, and I think
death tickers on TV.
People are, you know, seeing what they're missing now, because they remember what the economy was like in 2019.
Right.
People remember the Abraham Accords and that Israel was peaceful. And even though everybody said, you know, oh, if he moves the capital to Jerusalem, if we move the embassy to Jerusalem, oh, hell's going to break loose. If he does something to Soleimani, it's going to start World War III. Nothing Trump did ever started World War III. It's all projection with the left. Everything they say about him is what they do. They cause all this instability in the world. Every time one of them is president, Putin decides it's safe to invade whatever he wants to invade. You know, everybody took Trump seriously, you know, they, or at least they took the threat that he could do something seriously. You know, they knew that you didn't want to be Soleimani when Trump was president.
This was the type of person that was voting in the last election. But just listen to this.
Is this a serious question? You're asking me if I truly think that the country is in better place now than it was when Trump was president. Yes, I do. Of course I fucking do. And of course, Biden has spent much of his time cleaning up the shit that your fat fuck president, Nimrod, stupid criminal, did to damage this fucking country for so many fucking years. And we're still cleaning up. Not only are we cleaning up governmentally and policy wise, but we're cleaning up the shit on the streets because you racist.
Just buzzwords.
Yeah, yeah. And none of it's true. Racism. And of course, she's a teacher.
Naturally.
Yeah.
And of course, everything's Trump's fault for... You know, we're almost done with the Biden term now. We're 3 years in and somehow everything's still Trump's fault. He did everything.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, this is like the longest presidency I've ever felt in my life. It will not end.
It's terrible. And when things went well under Trump, the mainstream media would say, well, this is an continuation from
Obama.
Biden. They're the same thing. Biden. Still, you know, very, they're the same thing. But let's get into Target not learning from Bud Light.
No. Nope.
But first.
Excuse me.
Today's Callahan Show is sponsored by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code word Jerry, G-E-R-R-Y, for huge discounts. For example, the standard MyPillow, normally $69.98, is only $19.98 with code word Jerry. MyPillow is made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's machine washable and dryable. It's the most comfortable pillow you'll ever sleep on. It makes a great gift. Get it now to support this show and strike back against cancel culture. As you know, Mike Lindell is constantly under attack from the cancel culture mob. By purchasing from MyPillow, not only are you helping us out, but you're joining the fight against cancel culture. MyPillow, as you know, not available in big box stores, but you can get factory direct pricing if you order from MyPillow.com using code word Jerry. MyPillow.com, code word Jerry, 800-893-7406, promo code Jerry.
Don't note me. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Also, real quick, everyone, we don't plug this enough, but if you go to CallahanCoffee.com, pick up a pound of my favorite coffee. I drink 3 cups a day minimum. It's delicious. Chocolatey. Tastes like caramel. I love it. So go try it. CallahanCoffee.com.
If you listen closely, you can hear Craig sipping on his tea today. So drink Callahan Coffee. You would have been fine yesterday. You'd be on camera right now, but you didn't. You're going the tea route, the herbal route. Let's
you
get
are
into
an idiot.
Bud Light. Let's get into Bud Light. I'm drinking Callahan Coffee. At least one of us is. Let's get into Target not learning from Bud Light's mistakes. But first, we had that clip from the guy who I can't stand, Crowder.
Oh, he's the worst.
Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
He sucks, but he's making a killing.
He's breaking lots of news lately. So
he did get the Tranifest, though. He got this. It's pretty good.
Yep.
This is an exclusive that was sent to us and we verified. You can bring this up. This is a document obtained by Mudclub Undercover shows that the figure
Why are they blurring Mulvaney?
Wow. Dylan Mulvaney was paid.
There was one deposit there of
$185,000 paid by Bud Light. $185,000. Yes, another man being paid more than WNBA star players. I know you're thinking, but
that's true.
And here's the issue. If it would have been successful working in this industry, you don't pay $185,000 to an influencer if you don't plan to continue some kind of a campaign.
Right.
They were testing the waters. This would have become a national campaign if they thought it was going to work.
Yeah, he's spot on there. And this cost the person at Bud Light, the head of the marketing, is stepping down over over this decision.
So this is yet another marketing executive who's going. It was first that VP who was the head of Bud Light marketing, and now it's the head of all Anheuser-Busch marketing is out.
Yeah.
So they're done. And this is a big deal, the Steven Crowder discovery that Dylan Mulvaney was paid all this money, because they initially claimed that, well, first of all, none of them said anything. When Dylan Mulvaney came out with this and it started to be a thing, a bunch of people thought that it was fake. They were like, oh no, that wouldn't happen. Bud Light wouldn't do that.
The can was not for the public, though. The can was not. But the commercials are where that money was going for.
The can wasn't for the public, but Dylan Mulvaney had tagged in his post, he had tagged, you know, hashtag Bud Light partner, you know, hashtag ad, whatever they have to tag to show that it's a paid sponsorship. But Anheuser-Busch didn't say anything. And a lot of people thought that, you know, he wasn't actually being paid, that this wasn't actually a real partnership, that it was just a one-off can that he was sent. And then they tried to lean into that. They were like, oh, we sometimes send a can just as, you know, a celebration of Dylan Mulvaney's 365 days
womanhood.
And we're just, like, you know, it's not really an ad. They're just like, they tried to say that this wasn't really a paid sponsorship, that they just sent the one-off can and it wasn't a big deal. And they were essentially pretending, but you know, it's good to see that somebody found the receipts that it actually was paid and that Dylan Mulvaney, of course, Dylan Mulvaney's not going to make posts about Bud Light beer. Has Dylan Mulvaney ever drunk a Bud Light beer, do you think?
No, not on that, wasn't on camera, but like, I mean, hot take. I have a hot take on this. I don't care about this at all. Like, not even a little bit. Everybody, listen. Wait. Everybody drinks beer.
You were sick and couldn't speak.
Everybody drinks beer, right? Who cares what they look like? The problem I would have if I was a woman is him being the sponsor for friggin' tampons and sports bras. That's where I'd focus my anger.
Well, of course. So I have the issue with Bud Light lying about this the whole time, because they had six different like floating theories out there, and they wouldn't stick to any of them. The biggest one that they had, and Dana White, I think, just reaffirmed it on Theo Von's podcast. It's like the second time we talked about the show this week. He said that Dylan Mulvaney was one of 25 influencers that Bud Light did this for. Just by the way, so if you're saying that, so now you're claiming, did they all get paid $185,000?
Probably.
Or just Mulvaney?
They all probably got paid.
I highly doubt they
probably all got paid to their scale,
to the audience size.
He's one of the biggest things on the internet. I almost said something with a nice clip.
He did go viral, but I'll be honest about Dylan Mulvaney. I know he's a grifter. Like, he was not making it. We had the most cringe clip of all time earlier. The most annoying clip of all time is
Price is Right.
Like, run around being so dramatic. Like, literally the worst. Don't show that. That will ruin my weekend. Do not show that clip. Take my word. I've seen it. It's terrible. Yeah. He's terrible. So he saw his career wasn't going anywhere, and he saw an opportunity. He pounced. He hasn't taken any hormones, no surgeries. He just shaves before he puts on his dress. He don't believe.
Sometimes.
Doesn't change the name. He is a grifter. He's doing a great job of it. He's made a career out of it. But guess what? In a nutshell, this is not how the founding fathers, you know, dreamt this up. This is capitalism.
But didn't Dylan come out as a lesbian like a few days ago too?
Yeah.
I can't keep up.
Sure, it's capitalism, but that also gives me and all the other Bud Light customers the right to say sayonara when they
as an individual.
Oh yeah, because that's the thing, is I 100% agree with you that this is a person who was not making it as an actor, singer, whatever, as a gay guy, and decided he'd try being a woman instead, and immediately got a ton of attention and money. And I think what bothers me especially about Dylan Mulvaney is, one, the open mockery of women, the sort of like,
It's super insulting.
And
yeah.
It's such a diss super to women. Insulting. It's so gross. And especially those Bud Light ads were like that because they were like, ha ha, I'm such a girl. I don't even know what March Madness is. It's so funny. What's March Madness? Anyway, I have these Bud Lights.
I watch sports ball.
Oh my God, I'm trying to carry all these Bud Lights. It's just too hard for me because I'm just a girl.
It's a little offensive.
Brutal. It's so offensive. And then you compile that with the fact that Dylan Mulvaney makes all his money promoting a lifestyle to young people, because that's who's on TikTok. It's mostly teenagers on TikTok promoting a lifestyle to young people that is hugely damaging, both mentally and physically. It's like the worst thing that he could be doing with his time. It's so destructive to young people. And that's why he's getting promoted by all these big corporations.
Yeah.
But for making fun of women and ruining young people's lives. That's his whole shtick. That's where he's making money from. That's why he's rich. Yep. That's why he's famous. That's the whole deal. But I think the reason why Bud Light in particular pissed people off was because I don't think it would have been that big a deal if they hadn't had that VP of marketing. I think her name was it Alyssa?
Yes.
Hirschfeld or something.
Heiner Schneid.
Okay, there we go. Yes.
Jerry said it a thousand times. I have to remember it.
She was on that on that podcast a few months before they did this partnership, specifically saying, you know, we need to get rid of this fratty, dumb Bud Light humor. We need to be more sophisticated. We need to get with the times. We need younger.
By the way, trendier. I got news for you. Mm-hmm. Bud Light is not sophisticated. It is fratty. Drink 60 of them before you go watch a college football game. Drink 60 of them while you watch college football. Drink them when they're out with your buddies in between cigarettes that you shouldn't be having. Bud Light is, there's nothing sophisticated about Bud Light.
Well, right. And the reason why Bud Light was the best-selling beer in the country was not because of, you know, young millennials who are bringing a 4-pack of IPAs to a party. It was because of people who were sitting down to watch football all day with a huge case of beer. So they're going to consume all of them. Like, I hate to tell you, but like, I know that that's like not the image that you want to believe that you're promoting, but Dylan Mulvaney is not going to drink enough Bud Lights to make up for losing the rest of your customers.
Hell no. And 4 years ago, when you would think of Anheuser-Busch, they had great. They maybe had the best. The Marlboro Man was great. That's a whole different thing. He was a good, good spokesperson back in the day. Yeah, very cool guy. But 4 years ago, they had a great thing. You think about Anheuser-Busch, you think of Clydesdales.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's Clydesdales, that's great, and that's, like, soldiers coming home and seeing their family and sharing a beer.
Unbelievable marketing. You think of it now, that's all tarnished. All those great decades of marketing are now gone. You think of Anheuser-Busch, you think of Dylan Mulvaney prancing around, making a mockery of you as he gets filthy rich. So you think that people take a step back and go, I don't think we're ever going to plan to do that. But if someone ever suggests that, no. And you're fired for suggesting that, because we're going to make no money. We'll go under. We will have to, fire sale. We're done. Target said, you know what? Maybe the second time's the charm. And I broke this last year. This, I tried to find the tweet. I couldn't find it. Alex dragged me against my will to Target, and we're walking around. Something caught my eye. I saw.
It looked like it was going to fit well.
I saw a black Santa, which that's been a thing for a while. I don't care about that. But over they had like.
You sure? You want to dive into that?
There were normal things. There were normal things. They were just now gay, and I was like. And when I was making a mock, I was like, Alex, do we need any like gay elves? And she was like, shut up. Like, stop doing, like, making an absolute scene. Because I don't want to be there. So I'm going to go down, kicking and fighting. But I remember seeing this last year and thinking it was super weird. But I guess now that's finally getting some light. Do we have a clip or anything of this, Craig? Or
of Target?
No, we don't. I guess it was just a tweet. But yeah, if you look it up right now, it's getting a lot of blowback. Because what are they trying to do?
They have two styles of gay nutcracker.
That's been around for a few years, right? Yeah, I'm saying I saw that last year, but now for whatever reason, now it's getting attention and people are starting, the right wing sentiment is starting to pick up on this. And the sentiment's going to be avoid it at all costs.
This is not going to be as big as Bud Light, but it's not going to help the bottom line.
I'll tell you, if there was going to be
a gay Christmas thing, the Nutcracker is the choice.
Yeah, he has a Progress Pride flag that has the little trans extra colors in it, too. So, yeah. I mean, it all ties together very nicely. But, Target already was having some issues like you say, they've done a bunch of the Pride stuff in the past. This past year for Pride Month, they did Satanic Pride collection with the Satanist artist.
Correct.
They did the tuck friendly swimsuits. They did all this stuff. And, you know, like people just aren't that into it. You know, that's the thing, is there's just, like we talked about with Dylan Mulvaney, never going to buy enough Bud Light to make up for the customers that you lose. And it's the same thing with this. How many tuck friendly swimsuits are you really going to sell? There's that many people that need them. There just aren't. Yeah. There's just not that many people out there that are going to buy these compared to the people that don't want to see it and just aren't going to go to Target because you're clearly not catering to me because I don't need that. And you know, they do it for Pride Month, fine, but, and I'm not sure how much they realistically sell during Pride Month, but they do it to make a point. But now is every month Pride Month? Is every holiday Pride holiday?
Yeah, what does Pride have to do?
Pride, Thanksgiving, it's everything's Pride. So, you know, I don't know who's buying the gay nutcrackers. And like you were saying, you know, other gay Christmas, I guess so. You got to just, but are they allowed to display? Are they allowed to display Christmas stuff in the classroom though?
If it's gay,
I guess if it's gay Christmas, they can display
I mean,
if Santa's got a good tan, and then the Nutcrackers are gay, then we can do it. If not, happy holidays.
I really think this is going to end soon because it's all it is for so they don't get the hate mail, but their wallets are getting walloped. So yeah, it's going to switch.
Target has had a rough year between this and the shoplifting Target, you know.
Camp. And don't forget last year with the ball tucking outfits.
We just discussed. Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying all of it. It's been more than a year is what I'm saying.
We didn't forget because we just discussed it.
No.
This guy's unbelievable. But listen, as we discussed earlier with Lesson Friday, wherever I called it, I got to go to the DMV, one of the worst places on earth. I think I'd rather go to Target and buy some gay nutcrackers than sit in the DMV for 2 hours just to go up there and not have my 5 points of ID. I guarantee I'm gonna have to come back here and get, I've never done it.
Make sure you bring a bill that you pay that's delivered to your apartment address. They always ask for something stupid like that.
This expired a week ago, but hopefully, pray for me. Hopefully we get it done. But all right, that's going to conclude our show today. We had a few things to get to. But we'll see you guys next week. If not, that means Jerry's back, which I think would be best for all. So see you guys and have a good weekend. Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me. Like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify.
Hi, it's Tony Marino, host of the Newsmax Daily Podcast, your daily news bulletin of Newsmax's top headlines, along with commentary from our hosts and experts. You can learn more about all of the free podcasts, including Newsmax Daily, Rob Carson, and Jerry Callahan at newsmax.com/listen.